Dharma,
Shuddha Buddha, Shuddha Dharma, Shuddha Sangha. This last week I've been talking about the functioning of merit. And I want to try to show how this works in motion. The view I've given of it is a somewhat static view, I think. I want to try to use a little metaphor to try to show how it works in motion. And of course, anything that I say is a gross simplification. And any metaphor is going to be a gross simplification. The workings of merit, as I've been pointing out, function as an aspect of the general working of the law of karma. In other words, there's meritorious karma. In training, doing training, we make use of this fact that we can act in such a way that we improve our spiritual situation and benefit the world, improve the spiritual situation of others as well, especially in the long run. And as I've been pointing out, this follows the same principle of inexorability as all other functioning of karma. You willfully break the precepts and certain consequences are going to come in and there's no stopping them. You willingly train yourself in meditation and the precepts and in faith, and certain consequences are going to roll in and there's no stopping them. Same principle at work. In the course of our rather tortuous efforts to work out some kind of tractor-mounted brush cutter for use for trimming along our forest roads, I've most recently been learning about hydraulics so that we can hopefully make our own little machine. And most recently I've been studying up a bit on hydraulic motors. The internet is very helpful for these kinds of investigations. And I'll use a little type of hydraulic motor as an example, or as my metaphor. One type of hydraulic motor, which can also be used as a pump if used in the other direction, is called a gear motor. And it's a very simple principle. When acting as a motor, fluid flows in under pressure from the pressure is caused by in the hydraulic system is caused by the hydraulic pump, which is pumping away. This generates pressure. So you have pressure coming in at one side of your motor, and inside the motor there's a simple little mechanism. In what's called a gear motor, there's a couple little gears. The motor flows around the edge of these gears and presses on them and moves them forward. In the center, the gears mesh together. Center of the motor, the gears mesh together. And this prevents the fluid from being able to go back, get backwards, back in the direction that it came from. It has to be pushed out the exit port, in other words. It's like a little water wheel. Parallel water wheels, one of which is the actual power wheel, the other's just there, it's called an idler, it's just there to to keep the system closed. I think I actually got that wrong, but don't worry about it. So the pressurized fluid comes at one side of the motor, in at one side of the motor, it drives this little simple little mechanism, it goes out the other side of the motor. It turns a shaft, and you can hook up that shaft to something. We're going to put saw blades on a couple of these shafts, whirring around at a fast speed, and hopefully cut the brush and not ourselves. Well, they've worked out an ingenious way to lubricate this system, because these things can be moving at very high speeds. When things move at high speeds and mechanical parts move at high speeds, because there's inevitably some friction, this generates heat. So you have to be able to cool and lubricate the rotating parts. So what they do is they, from the pressure side of the system, they divert a little bit of that. They have a little port of some kind, little inlet thing. They divert a little bit of that pressurized fluid and they shoot it to the bearings to lubricate the bearings of these gears. Then they have a little pathway whereby that it can exit, join in with the other kind of spent fluid and return to the reservoir of the whole system. That reminded me, I guess I've been thinking about merit, sitting with the question of merit, the issue of merit. And it reminded me of the way merit works to our benefit. When we train ourselves, we're generating merit, and most of the merit we're generating we have no concept of and no insight into. I'm always talking about the importance of never underestimate even a moment of true meditation. So there's all this merit being made, and the merit's mostly used by the eternal in ways that we don't even see. And some bit of that merit comes back to us to encourage us and help us continue on in the training. As it were, it's diverted to kind of lube the gear, so to speak. It helps the whole thing work. That merit might manifest in some cases as a big kensho over a lifetime, maybe a number of kenshos, in many other ways. And what does that do? It helps us train better, train more deeply, helps us more thoroughly harmonize with the eternal. And what does that do? Generates more merit. So if we think of each of us as this little motor, we've got the help of the eternal flowing in. That's the pressurized fluid. We lend our will to it. That lets the gears come unstuck and move freely. That gets the spiritual work done. And that work then benefits beings in many ways over a long period of time, well beyond our lifetime. Maybe ages and ages beyond our lifetime. Well beyond our own realm of existence, perhaps. After all, what are space and time to the eternal? And in this process, there's always stuff feeding to keep the gears lubed so that the whole thing can keep working. The whole thing can keep generating. And the working and the generating is an end in itself. There's not some other end beyond it. In the talks I've done this last week, I've strongly emphasized entrusting the merits of our training to the eternal. Not trying to grasp after them. That's the end, trusting, and then just simply trusting that there's merit that will benefit both ourselves and others, both in the short run and the long run, even while there are times when we just don't see what it is. In the darker and more difficult times, we may think we don't see any of it at all. See, what matters is not what we see or don't see. It's not what we understand or don't understand. It's that the motor keeps turning over. By going with the flow of the eternal, by lending our willingness, it keeps turning over. It keeps moving in the right direction. It doesn't just seize up, stop functioning, and break down. And the benefits inevitably and inexorably manifest. And we, in accordance with the law of karma, we eventually become aware of them, at least some of them. The treasure house opens and we enjoy it. And this is an encouragement to keep that willingness. To continue the training. It's not, oh, here's your pension, now you can retire. If you try at any point in the process to just stop, abandon the training, then the whole thing just turns into a mess. Pressure builds up too high, seals start busting, you got high pressure fluid squirting all over the place. It's a mess. This is why, above all things, Master always emphasized simple faith and going on, always going on. Always becoming Buddha.
To the scripture of great wisdom.